Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A friendly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio is now about to hit your ears. It's our weekly get-together here in this space to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. So we have them for this first week of June. Actually, May 31st to the 4th of June. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV colleagues, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, to take kind of an important overview of the big stories. And I'm sorry to disappoint all of you, but among the top 10 this week is not the relationship between Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
I was just going to say, I hope Bennifer made the list this week.
Yes, bubbling under.
Right, bubbling, you're right, bubbling. Well, it doesn't seem to be bubbling under with the two of them. They look, I saw a picture of Ben Affleck leaving her house in L.A., and he had the biggest, nicest smile, and he looks the healthiest he's looked for a long time.
Looks the happiest she's ever looked.
Yeah.
I love J-Lo, I'm a big fan of hers, and I never once, the entire time she was with A-Rod, which I thought seemed like a good match, but I never once saw her as, like, relaxed and smiley and happy
as
she has been just from going into dinner when the paparazzi caught them this week and she was, like, kind of all nestled up into his shoulder. And, I mean, they just look like they should have gotten married in the beginning.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. It's something neat and wonderful. We all like to see that sort of thing. But as we have just alluded, it's not in the top 10. So let's get to the top 10 stories this week and the people that are on the list. You can find them, if you don't follow along with us for the whole conversation, you can get the list and the replay of this at djvshow.com and at talkers.com. That's where the top 10 stories are listed. So, number 10 on the list, politics. What's going on in the mayoral race in New York, and what's going on in the gubernatorial race in California seems to be galvanizing people's opinions, at least on the coast anyway. I doubt that anybody in Allentown, Pennsylvania gives a damn who's running for mayor or governor. But it's worth a moment or two. So, Jennifer, because you're on the California side of things, how is it changing Gavin Newsom? You sounded a little, we had this conversation earlier in the week on the DJV program. You sounded kind of down in the dumps because the prospects of getting rid of that nitwit who's governor of California, they seem to be waning.
Well, it's just that really the polling, there is not a lot of polling, and the polling hasn't moved much. I mean, if you're going to believe the polling, it probably looks better for Gavin Newsom than for the people who are supporting the recall. The thing that annoys me is that people complain about things a lot. People don't like people a lot. They want to make changes, and then it fizzles out somehow. And I know that the Democrat Party is going to throw a lot of money into this race because they don't want the narrative out there that in the most liberal state in the country, that the most liberal state's going to throw out the most liberal governor in the country. And I know that would be a bad line for the Democrats to toe. So they're going to throw a lot of money into this particular race to try to save him. And I don't know if the Republicans have, or it really in California, it's not even a battle. It's really easy to say the Republicans. But when I say that, I just mean the people who are anti-Gavin Newsom. There hasn't been a candidate that's popped up that I think is stealing a lot of the energy.
Right.
There are a lot of candidates, but even Caitlyn Jenner, I think, has, like, I don't know. At first, she
kind
was sounding pretty
out,
good to
right?
me. Yeah, there was some stuff. I don't know. She's just kind of, fizzling is the right word. So who's that person that replaces Gavin Newsom? Because that, even though it shouldn't be part of the equation, because it should just be about the recall, it should just be about that first question on the ballot, recall Gavin, yes or no, people do always consider, well, who comes in next?
Right.
And I don't know if there's someone that's, like, shaking
Arnold.
Who's gonna
bring Arnold back.
Arnold did not do much for California. I'd like to say that he did. I voted for him twice, but he not only did he not do much for California because he was stopped by the very liberal state legislature at like every turn, but also what he did for the Republican Party in California was not great. Remember, Republicans used to win quite a bit in California, and a lot of people say it's just a shifting demographic that they don't, but ever since Arnold Schwarzenegger was in the governor's office,
everybody leaves California.
Right. Well, Republicans haven't won statewide office since Arnold Schwarzenegger, so he wasn't great for the party. Right.
Let me switch to the East Coast. You're a former New Yorker and living in New Jersey, close to the situation here, Victoria. So who's running for mayor? I don't see any standout candidates in the cursory look
what?
That I have.
Well, Andrew Yang. The Yang Gang. Yeah. Andrew Yang, former presidential candidate, he's sort of the front runner in New York. Eric Adams is sort of his biggest competition. They're both actually pretty centrist. You know, they're not, neither of them are way to the left. There are two other candidates, Maya Wiley and Scott Stringer, who are more considered the more progressive candidates on the farther left.
Andrew Yang is into guaranteed income, though, isn't he?
I think he's dropped that. Yeah, he actually, it's funny because after going after Mike Bloomberg in the presidential debates, now he's promising to be the next Mayor Bloomberg. So I don't know. I still think and Jen's always right about, the political stuff with, hedging bets and things. And so I think name recognition is going to go really far here. Yeah. Andrew Yang made a good name for himself. He had he was likable. He was intelligent. He did really good commentary for, I think it was MSNBC or ABC, one of the major networks that he did, fall after he dropped out of the race. He did a lot of really good commentary, made a lot of sense. I think that he's probably still going to win. This comes up June 22nd is the primary. And so we'll see who the candidate will be. But I think it's still going to be Andrew Yang.
All right, 12 after the hour. This is the overview at the end of the week of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV show hosts. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is with us, and we're going to talk about number 9 in a moment from the perspective of what you're paying for meat at the store because ransomware and those attacks. Number 9 up next. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout. Celebrating freedom of speech on the radio. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this past week. We're at number 9, ladies, the ransomware attack. And because Victoria spends a lot of time on the air with me talking about implications of things that are going on in the world of technology. Here's big implications from this cyber attack, right, Victoria?
Yeah, well, this was the JBS. It's the world's fifth largest meat producer. And so it shut down their operations. It shut down slaughterhouses in the U.S. We don't even know the details fully yet of how much money they paid to get their system back online. But we know that that's just how these ransomware attacks are going. And Colonial Pipeline paid $4.4 million that we know of, that they admitted to. It could be more. Microsoft was hit with this. Apple, they have these ransomware attacks are now last year, pre-pandemic, the average ransom was about $10,000, usually in Bitcoin, so it's untraceable. And now we're up to $40 to $60 million in demands.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so these companies are paying it.
How this is going to affect you is what you pay for a steak at the store or in a restaurant, hamburger. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw all of the fast food joints increase the prices of their hamburger. If you
just add some more soy.
More
filler?
Yeah, maybe that might be what they do as well. But this is dangerous stuff. And because number eight is our focus, there was almost a weekly focus on our relationship with China and Russia. And the Chinese saying this week they're going to increase the attention being paid to developing nuclear weaponry because they're going to have a big confrontation with America. You already have a big confrontation with America there, pal. And the Russians are in on it up to their Mickey. Most of the cyber attacks are done, I think, in concert with Chinese technology using the Russian hackers. And so that's what you got here. You've got all of these things that continue on. We are at war, like it or not. That's the situation, and I don't know that anybody's really confronting it that way. This is a cold war between the Chinese, the Russians, and the West, basically, because it isn't just America. These ransomware attacks are helping themselves to lots of different businesses all over the world.
And we know about the meat, and we know about the energy, and we know about the attempt on the subway. What you may not have heard about, and it was very quietly reported this week, is that a local police station in California, the city of Azusa, had their police station
hacked.
And they just came out with that. So it's like,
well, the D.C. Metro police have been dealing with that, too.
That's right, yeah. D.C. Metro, yeah.
Yeah.
So think about that. Law enforcement, food, the supply chain, energy, and
break
transportation.
Yep.
What else is left?
I mean, what are we doing about it?
Is
where's
really
the leadership?
Serious.
Where's the fix?
Well, the reason China's coming back out, the reason China said this week that they want to up their nuclear weapons, that's a direct response to Joe Biden issuing that, I don't know if it was an executive order, but the 90-day commission to come up with the real origins of the coronavirus and if it came from that lab, which we know it did.
The real origins of the coronavirus takes 9 seconds to figure out.
Days. Well, I think
so
we owe China a lot of money. I think we need to be giving ourselves some credit in that department. That's how we punish them for this virus, if indeed they were not transparent about it.
Don't pay them back.
Right. That's it. You just give yourself a discount on your bill. That's all.
Yeah, there you go. All right, number seven on the story list from Talkers Magazine this week is a focus on immigration. What we're doing, the worker shortage here is the big thing as far as I can see. Every place, no matter where you are in the country, up and down the main streets, help wanted, workers needed, please apply. And that's across the board. If you think one of the reasons that things seem to be going up as quickly as they are is strictly the cost of trucking things, because truck drivers they're down, the legions of truck drivers. I found this myself shipping stuff around to different places in the country, back to here to the farm. The costs have gone up 30-40% because there are no drivers, and then the cost of fuel, tolls. It's like there was a war against us. The toll, if you pay tolls coming into New York City on the George Washington Bridge, the average truck pays a $100 toll to get across the bridge. You think that makes sense? And so that's why things cost so much more money. That's really what it is. And
I think
the
it's
workers
like 20 for cars now. So
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about? And how do they get away with that? Is the question. Okay, lots of questions, lots of answers here at 21 after the hour.
Radio Countdown.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the TJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. As I've said, you can find the list on our social media at Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show. Also, you can find it at Facebook.com/DJV Show. So the comments that we have posted, Jay, here. One of the things that has been a focus this week has been with regard to the race relations stuff. Number six, the Tulsa massacre. So you asked a question about when people learned about the Tulsa massacre. It came about as a result of a conversation we had on the DJV program earlier in the week when I said, and the rest of us, I think, all on the same page. I don't remember learning this at all. It's a real hole, another one of those holes in our educational system, the history of America. According to the whites. So, anyway, what's the answer? Or what are you finding people?
Pretty much everybody learned about it either last week or within the last couple of years that answered online. I mean, Nobody learned about it in school. Somebody did learn about it in college. Matthew Johnson did learn about it in college. Lee Stevenson learned about it last week. Carlos Seifert says the past few years. That was the most popular answers.
What, past few years? Yeah.
The past few years or last
year. So when did you learn about it? When did you? I found, as I said, the discussion on the air this week kind of enlightened me. I didn't know that much about it, and I'm a pretty good student of history. So when did you learn about it, Jay?
I learned about it last year, right after everything with Floyd, and I had heard about Black Wall Street, and I didn't know what that was. I had a different kind of idea of it in my head, and I went to Wikipedia and other sources online, and I learned it was not what I was thinking of in my head. No. And just from hearing certain phrases about it, I was like, oh, I'm going to Google that. And right. I learned about it last year.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about you, Jennifer and Victoria? When did you learn about the Tulsa massacre?
I learned about Black Wall Street like years ago in a college class. It was one of the cultural history classes that I had taken. But as far as the attention to the massacre, I mean, it really wasn't wasn't widespread, I think, until George Floyd.
Mm-mm. I guess that was it. Yeah,
like I remember learning about it. I remember the Black Wall Street part. That definitely stands out from college. But I didn't really know the details of the massacre. I'd heard about it, but I didn't know any of the details and how widespread this was. This was so, I mean, this was, you know, hundreds of people killed, 10,000 people displaced, 35 blocks of prosperous business burned to the ground. I mean, it was just awful. I honestly learned about that from one of my girlfriends who's black, and she had studied it in, you know, really? African-American history, and that's how I learned about it.
Yeah. All right, we have asked about the what you think the dumbest headline of the week was. What do we have for that, Jay?
Steve Lovely commented anything that has to do with AOC. Gretchen Stoller says anything with Biden. But Ken Stark came in strong. He even did a screenshot of the headline because he didn't believe anybody would actually believe him. And it was Albuquerque campaign event interrupted by drone with sex toy dangling beneath it. I didn't know if I could say the actual word.
What? Dildo?
Oh, the D word.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so there we go. Yeah. Right, yeah. So that was real. That actually happened. And that is probably one of the best news stories I searched out and found yesterday as well. Thank you, Ken Stark.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. The story of a high school valedictorian using a speech to discuss the situation that happens when you are pregnant, and the whole discussion of abortion has surfaced here. It's a pretty interesting story. What are our listeners saying?
Most people felt like it was similar to celebs using award shows to speak on something different than just accepting the award. A lot of people, pretty much everyone, disagreed with this high school valedictorian. Susan Nelson says...
Disagreed with the point of view or the venue that she used to discuss it?
Both. Susan Nelson says she's just another radical left, big mouth is all. Maybe her mom should have had one, too.
Oh, lovely. And that woman's probably pro-life, right? Sure.
Erin Bramblett says, sounds like a nut job to me. Solution, buy a gun, learn to use it, take it everywhere. Chances of getting raped go from almost zero to zero.
Wow.
One in four women is raped, mister.
There's not a lot of empathy.
I love how people are so ill-informed on women's issues. The chances are almost zero of a woman getting raped. Check your facts, dude. It's a lot more than that. It's one in four women.
All right, dude. It's 28 past.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The May jobs report showed employers are still struggling to find workers as the economy quickly reopens. After a slow gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Boucher says there's still a solid gain and expects that hiring will pick up.
President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts are noting there's still a disconnect between employers who need workers immediately and the unemployed, who might be looking for better jobs with better pay. They also might lack childcare or be waiting for the virus to completely go away. The number of people looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. This is USA Radio News. Former President Trump is reacting to the 2-year suspension on his Facebook account after the company's oversight board found he incited violence leading up to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Trump wrote in a statement that Facebook's decision was an insult to the people who voted for him in the 2020 election. He said they shouldn't be allowed to get away with censoring and silencing. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a statement after the committee questioned former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is still continuing to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election. He said Mr. Gahn was clearly distressed by President Trump's refusal to follow his legal advice again and again. He said McGahn shed new light on several troubling events. He was questioned behind closed doors, but a transcript of the interview should be released by next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour here, another half hour overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine from the perspective of the DJV program. If you want to hear more of the DJV show, a lot of people hear this program over the weekend. You can check our daily downloads and hear our discussions of various issues or things that are reality in life. For example, most recent download is focused on Derek, well, in part, Derek Chauvin's prosecutors looking for that 30-year sentence. We talk about the Bachelor replacement host, the name Karen, baby name Karen, doesn't seem to be too popular anymore. We talk about that. And there was a conversation we had about that new swimming pool at the hotel in London. It's 18 stories high. You can swim in it. It's a glass pool, and you can look down to the 18 floors, down to the lobby of the hotel. So who wants to do that? We all had kind of the willies when we were talking about that. That doesn't sound... Then all
I think it's a gigantic James Bond, movie. Yeah. Yeah, and like the bad guy's going to shoot it out, or James Bond is going to shoot it out. Somehow I feel like it doesn't end well for the people in the pool.
Right. And then also on the DJV download is a focus on James Dean's car. The death car sold for about, what, $400,000, I think, at an auction. So those are the kinds of things we talk about daily. Check them out live on the DJV Show. You can hear it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And certainly this conversation becomes part of what is archived for the weekend. So let's see. The business about... the investigation, number five, I give this short shrift, but it's not fair for me to shut other people out. I think this is a bunch of nonsense. I think there is an investigation, I suppose. I mean, what are you going to find in an investigation with the obvious? What happened on January 6th?
I wasn't sure which investigation you were talking about. You're talking about January 6th.
The January 6th investigation. Yes,
right,
sorry.
Okay. I was thinking China, but okay, January 6th. Yeah.
I think the big story is that the Senate voted not to move forward with the investigation that was voted on in the House, and so that brought up a couple of questions this week. Was Joe Biden going to order a presidential commission? Because that's something that he could do in his power. He said this week he would not do that. Instead, he would kind of toss it back and try to put the pressure on Congress to make this happen again. Nancy Pelosi said she wasn't going to pressure Joe Biden to do it, that she might try to go it again to get people on board. It also brings up the debate about the filibuster, because this is the first legislative filibuster that Republicans used during the Biden presidency. They haven't filibustered anything else before. And so, of course, the question is, are Democrats who are now in power going to throw out the filibuster? There's been a lot of pressure from the progressive left to dump the filibuster. My only warning is, and it's funny to, like, I mean, there's like three people with like some sanity in the Senate who are saying, wait a second. And Kristen Sinema is one of them. She's a Democrat from Arizona, saying that we are so divided right now. It's something that I think we said on the DJV show this week, that if one party's in office and it happens to be your party and you get rid of the filibuster, good for you. But when the next party comes into office, you're not going to like it when there are no checks and balances. And it's why, look, Trump was pressuring Mitch McConnell to get rid of the filibuster, and I thought that was wrong. I thought that that was a bad move, because it's very short-sighted. And it's the same reason I feel like it's a bad move now for Democrats. It's not just because my team isn't in power. It's, what does this do? And really, you see how crazy and chaotic the House gets. If you take away the filibuster from the Senate just turns into the House Part 2. It's no longer the more serious body. And I don't know. Then consensus really will be gone, because you won't, people just stop trying to get people on board with their ideas. I just think
I think you're so right, though. People have no long-range vision at all in elected government. Everything is just
business right now.
Business, and you're right. I mean, you make that decision and you go, oh, this is so great. What a huge win for us. And then, and us can be either side, and then the tables turn, and then it's, oh, you know, it's un-American, they took away the filibuster, you know, it's going to be the same thing, it's a mess.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, all you have to do to know the perfect example of why this isn't a great idea is that to get things done, Harry Reid, when he was in charge of the Senate, changed the rule about how judges are confirmed. You used to need 60 votes to confirm a judge, but he blew it up and he changed it to just a simple majority. And so flash forward 10 years and Democrats were pretty upset that all you needed was a simple majority when Trump was appointing three Supreme Court justices. They would have wished that that was in place. So at some point this comes back to haunt you, and you know, I know it's very hard, and we're all political, and I know I'm guilty of it, we're all guilty of it, but you have to think about what's good for the country, and this is what's good for the country, is to have
Let's spend
balances.
A good deal of time. There are a lot of variants on the COVID discussion this week: vaccines, politics, stats, mask rules. Is the end of the pandemic finally in sight? We will discuss that after this. Story list now from Talkers Magazine. The week of May 31st to June 4th is in our focus. I'm Doug Steffen with the top 10. Starting at number 10, politics in California and New York, political races there, that sort of thing. Number 9, the ransomware attack on the meat processor from Brazil and what that's doing to your pocketbook. Relationships with China and Russia, that seems to always find itself into the top 10. It's number 8 this week. Immigration reform, problems on the border, they're being investigated, kind of, but not being solved. Number 6 are relationships with others with regard to the Tulsa massacre and what we have learned about that. Number 5, the January 6th investigation. And number 4, what's going on in Israel. And number 3, the voter legislation initiatives. Number 2, Donald Trump, more claims. And number 1 was COVID, as has been the case. Doug Steffen here, the top 10.
Attention. Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours. The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, these are the folks that are involved, kind of inveigle themselves into the conversation. Each week we have a top 10 list, and on it this week is Xi Jinping. I never pronounced his name right. I know how to pronounce his name, but I don't think he deserves the respect, so I butcher it just because I feel like butchering it, because I don't like him. Number 9, Bad Vlad is there. At number 8, Kamala Harris. Number 7, Kevin McCarthy. Mitch McConnell's at 6. Netanyahu is at 5. Trump is at 4. Rand Paul, boomeranging up the list this week, number 3, mostly because of his exchange with Dr. Tony Fauci, but Fauci's in here at number 2 for lots of other reasons beside his conversation with Rand Paul, Senator Paul. And number 1 on the people list, as you might imagine, President of the United States, Joe Biden. That's the list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com and DJVShow.com. 42 after the hour, our DJV overview of the charts, the hot hits, the news talk items of interest from the perspective of the research that's done at Talkers Magazine. And I think we ought to spend some time. There's so many different aspects to the COVID discussion. New workplace mask rules in California, is that something we'll extend all over the country, or is it a replication of what's going on elsewhere in the country, Jennifer?
Well, I think it's actually behind the country. I don't think California's leading on any mask rules, because I think most of the country, quite frankly, is
leads in is a bunch of idiots running there and homelessness, yeah. Right? Yeah,
that's about it.
That's it.
And we're
expensive
place
to live.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's highly taxed state and homelessness. We win there, but I think there's just June 15th seems to be the big date that Gavin Newsom says he's going to open everything up, because you know it's magical. June 15th, everything will be fine, and everything will be fully opened. And he said at that point, now there's a discussion about whether or not they're going to require employers to have a mask mandate within their confines of their business.
All right. So the number of new cases dropping below 10,000 this week, that's the announcement from Dr. Fauci, who seems to have a problem of his own this week, wrapped around the COVID, the discussions, the email. So what is the impact on him and his future, ladies? Where does Fauci go from here? We were speculating.
I imagine he's going to resign pretty soon. Who knows? I mean, a lot of these people, I mean, look at Cuomo. We would have thought he would have probably resigned too, but he didn't, and he stuck it out because of the
But it's kind of been quiet around Cuomo, hasn't it, lately?
Yeah, for sure. Other stuff to talk about, right?
I guess maybe that's what it is.
It's a quick news cycle, and he knows that. That's why, I mean, it's a very Trumpian thing that he did. He knows that when there's a scandal, you just let it play out, and people forget about it and move on to something else. I mean, it's a New York style more than anything
else. In concert with the
so-called
news media.
It is.
Yeah, maybe ego.
Yeah. definitely thinking that you can survive, and many times you do. But Fauci has had a lot of trouble this week because his emails were released, and even sources that were once friendly to him, like Vanity Fair, came out and was questioning what he knew, when he knew it, and why he didn't talk about it. There were, you know, some revelations that he knew that people were trying to tell him. Remember, it's not necessarily what was in the emails. It's how they play against what Fauci has said. And Fauci has said up until a couple of weeks ago that this was from a bat, that this virus came from a bat. And now he's kind of saying, well, maybe there's some other possibilities. But he was getting lots of emails about gain-of-function research. He played coy about that, saying he didn't know if any of that was happening. Well, it turns out not only was it happening, but there was funding going to it from the National Institute of Health. And what's so stupid, and this is why you know that he is a bit arrogant, is that this was all public record. But journalists were very favorable to him. That was another revelation from these emails. He had journalists from ABC News saying, I'm going to be kind to you. I'm not going to ruin you. So we're going to, you know, we're going to give you the softball stuff. I mean, he was the darling of the media. And I think that this story really does have a secondary aspect with the news media, because it used to be their function to ask the tough questions. I don't care who you are, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, scientist, doctor, you ask who, what, when, where, how, and why. That's your job. It's not to give favor to somebody.
Not anymore.
Else.
Neither. Right. I want access, so I'm going to be nice to them. Meanwhile, the Republicans are saying it's imperative for Fauci to testify about COVID, and that's back to the fact that it started in the Wuhan laboratory, it was manufactured in the laboratory, it was let loose from the laboratory, and anybody who tells you anything different either doesn't know what they're talking about or they're just not telling you the truth. Because that is
well, the one thing
the
I think
line.
That we don't know, I think everyone at this point, not everyone maybe, but anyone with a brain knows that this came from the lab. I know we all are patting ourselves on the back as we all said it here, and we're representing three different sides of politics here on you know, the DJV show that we do every week. But, you know, I think the only thing we don't know is, was this an accident? Because the lab had very shoddy protocols, and that was reported back in 2018 by our State Department, that they reported that there were multiple incidents where the lab was just, you know, it was, they didn't have the safety protocols in place, they were messy, they were sloppy with samples, samples got contaminated. So we know that this lab was not, like, up to snuff. But we don't know if this was released intentionally. That's what we don't know.
China is at war with America. They've got all the money now. They're at war. They're going to
I'm not. Look, I don't trust China at all. I would not be surprised whatsoever if this was intentional.
They knew.
We just won't be able to prove that.
Well,
you knew it was a problem when they blocked travel within their own country, but were perfectly happy to let everyone else travel out into the rest of the world. And so whether they did it intentionally or not, they benefited and were complicit in the cover-up. And the State Department, another big story is that the State Department, investigators were warned not to pursue the investigation into the origins of COVID-19. There's a whistleblower that just came out, a couple of them. Former department officials said that it would bring attention to the U.S. funding of gain-of-function research. And this was reported not by a right-wing conspiracy site, which a lot of people like to write off Fox News or Breitbart. This was reported by Vanity Fair. Mm-hmm. So
there's another right-wing.
this scandal goes deep.
It does. Okay, now, with regard to COVID, you may or may not have heard that the shutdown was, the spigot was turned off. The production of Mission Impossible 7, Tom Cruise's new big action film that's been on again, off again. They've halted production again because of a number of people on the set testing positive for COVID-19. That's an interesting reality.
Apparently, he's really fuming, too, because it was not the first time. Right, and he got caught on, you know, a hot mic screaming at everybody that, you know, and he didn't say anything wrong. He was just, you know, he's difficult to work with, and that's what a lot of the crew have been saying, that they kind of wish that, you know, that maybe they would just go back to, you know, pausing, but he wants to push through.
Well, I think there's a powerful, there's a message there for all of us, frankly. In America, we were not well off. Now we're much better off. If you go around the rest of the country, I told a story on the program this week about how in India people chuckle, and it's, I guess, a chuckling story. In India, where cows are kings and queens, people are going into special salons that have been set up where cow poop is piled up and people are slathering their body with cow poop to get rid of the virus. There are...
Which it doesn't do, and the doctors have been saying, you know, you're making this so much worse because the hospitals are so overwhelmed in India.
There
so
are some indications that when it dries on you, it might absorb some of the things because you're... The biggest organ in your body is your skin, the pores, whatever in there that could come
you
out.
First. Yeah, there's no science to back that.
Science? Science?
Uh-huh.
All right, ladies.
There's science for everything.
Jay, it's right, exactly. Jennifer and Doug get 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for us to go through our top 5 items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do that with me. So let's get started. Number 5 is the Venmo leak.
Venmo is the app where you can send friends or, you know, merchants money directly from your account into their Venmo account. And so the app has been, it's very easy to use, but it's had some issues with privacy, and now it's gone all the way to the White House. A couple weeks ago, BuzzFeed News was able to track down President Biden's Venmo account because the app has a lot of, you know, issues with privacy protocols, and it's not that difficult to find certain people. So we were able to see on the app all of President Biden's, like, contacts from his phone and everybody that's in his inner circle on Venmo. So the best thing you need to do, if you are using Venmo, and I actually just did it this week to tip my hairstylist, but I made sure all my privacy settings were up to date. So if you're in when you're in settings on Venmo, make sure you set everything to private. That way no one sees what your transactions are. No one can find you. It becomes a private transaction. So other than that, everything is just public, and Venmo has very little security. So That would be my best advice. Venmo's great to use. Just make sure you're on top of your security for yourself.
Number 4 on the top 5 as we head toward number 1 is a new announcement from Discovery.
Yeah, so we heard the big news that Discovery is merging with Warner Media, and now they announced the new name. It will be called Warner Brothers Discovery. Very creative.
Very.
The merger was announced last month. AT&T, which owns Warner Media, is going to spin them off And then Discovery would take over the new company. The interesting thing about the way this deal is structured, Warner Media is so much bigger than Discovery, but yet Discovery is going to become the new bosses of this conglomerate. So Warner Media has Warner Brothers Movies, HBO, DC Comics, CNN, and a bunch of other things. And then Discovery, as we know, has a ton of reality shows, HGTV, and, you know, all the Shark Week stuff. So there's it's a really good marriage of content. As long as this gets approval, they say that they expect the merger to wrap up in mid-2022, and then once they clear all the, you know, regulatory hurdles. However, there's been a backlash on this already, and so we've had some lawmakers say that they want to look into this, that this is just too big of a merger, so we'll see. But the new company, Warner Brothers Discovery, will be investing $20 billion per year in content. That puts them right next to Netflix and even more so than Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, number three, we're in the same league here, so let's go to HBO and find out how we can get cheap HBO Max.
Yeah, so HBO Max is one of the better streaming services right now. It's definitely the most expensive at $15 a month. So they've this week launched their ad-supported streaming option, which is $10 a month, but you have to sit through 4 minutes of ads per hour, which is really not that bad. One of the other good things about this, if you want to save the money, the HBO originals, like Mare of Easttown is an HBO original, the new Sex and the City show, any of those originals will not have any commercials, regardless of how much you pay a month. So I don't really see, unless you're a 4K streaming nerd and you really want that 4K resolution, you can drop down to 1080p and save $5 a month, and I think it's a great deal.
What's the future of Microsoft? That's number two.
Yes, well, I think you want to know this, right? What's the future of Windows Explorer, since you're the last one using it? So Microsoft has announced, of course, that they're ending Windows. Windows 10, as we know it, will be gone. Windows Explorer, they've been begging people for the last 5 years to stop using it, although, you know, you and my mom have kept them in business. That's no longer going to be supported at all. It's starting in August of this year, so... they're going to have to come up with something pretty quickly, but they've made the announcement that they're going to make an announcement at 11 a.m. Eastern on June 24th. That's when they will unveil the next generation of Windows.
Number one in the hit parade here of the top five tech stories this week is the cyber attack on the meat company.
Yeah, JBS is a Brazilian company that actually is one of the largest meat producers in the world. They supply a fifth of the world's meat, and they were the victims of a coordinated cyber attack. Details are still coming out. We may not know exactly how they got their systems back online or how much they paid, but it definitely caused some of the largest slaughterhouses in the U.S. to shut down, or at least one in Canada. IT systems were suspended in Australia and North America. It was a huge, huge attack. And, you know, this is another Russian group, and this is the same type of thing as our gas line now.
Wake up, America. All right, that's the list, the top five items here. Thanks to Victoria Keeling for joining me. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.